do fives and sevens again, yeah? Because we've done that already, yeah? Remember, a multiple of five is fizz, a multiple of seven is buzz.
One, two,
three, four.
Fizz.
Maths games for parents and grandparents at Corpus Christi Primary School in Middlesbrough.
18.
19.
Fizz.
18.
Fizz.
Fizz.
The 10 or so women at this session are all students of the Parent Academy, a charity-funded scheme to help improve standards in eight of Middlesbrough's primary schools. Tandy Dubey is one of the parents taking part.
Some of the homework that she brought home, I just didn't know where to begin, how to help her. I didn't understand some of the things that were difficult. But now, being involved in Parent Academy, you know, it's easier for me to help her. I understand some of the things. Also the vouchers as well, to help with the shopping.
150 parents receive those £30 supermarket vouchers. A further 50 parents attend the classes, but they don't receive a financial incentive. All the children take the same Key Stage 2 tests. Their results will then be compared to see if the programme raises standards. But should parents be paid to help their kids with their schoolwork? Here's Julie McGee, director of the Middlesbrough Parent Academy.
This is a research project, and if we're really serious about finding out about what's going to make the difference to our children, we do know that parents have a huge impact on their children's learning. And if offering financial compensation encourages our parents to come along and find out more, then we think that's worthwhile testing, and that's what we're doing at the moment.
Grandma Liz Chambers from Ormsby says both she and her granddaughter are already benefiting from the sessions.
It's lovely because me and my granddaughter spend a lot of time on a weekend doing the set tasks we used to do, and we spend sort of like just half an hour or so each Saturday and Sunday and do the tasks, and it's enjoyable because we're learning together. So.
And there's the financial incentive as well, isn't there? I mean, how big a help is that to you?
I never knew that when I first started. I mean, but it's absolutely wonderful because you get the £30 voucher, you can go to Asda and, you know, get all your shopping, and it's a help, especially in this area because it's a deprived area of Middlesbrough, so it's really good.
Amanda from Middlesbrough used to have to search the internet for the answers to her daughter's homework.
We used to Google the terms, find out what it was and try and teach them that way, but at least this way you're getting all the information and you can take it home and look back on it.
And are you noticing a real difference with your daughter as well?
Yes, she learned how to tell the time from me, so she was really, really proud of herself, bless.
That's fantastic, and you think that's all down to coming here?
Yes, we had the tools to take home and sit down. It just simplifies everything, so it was a different way of teaching, and she kind of grasped the new way, so yeah, she learned.
We won't know if the Parent Academy works until it ends in the autumn, but Andrea Williams, head teacher at Abingdon Primary School, says the early signs are good.
We need to wait for the research data. That's the key. But initial signs from this particular school in the study are very positive. When we were looking at the data just a few weeks ago, we noticed that those children whose parents had been involved in the lessons were actually doing better in that particular area in writing compared to in all other subjects. So that seemed to show an improvement already, which we were quite, you know, surprised about at such an early stage.